Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Simpleton Podcast, a very auspicious occasion this evening, as we come to you direct from Maypole Town Hall. Now, thank you. If we could just get everyone to... Hi. Yes, if we could just get everyone to take their seats. My name is Daniel James. Joining me in the flesh is Scott Gall, who has flown in directly from Berlin to Maypole International.
Greetings all. Daniel, quite a turnout tonight.
Yes, I would say somewhere in the vicinity of 300 to 500, Scott.
Yeah, I'd say about 400, Daniel.
Well, that's fucking between 300 and 500, isn't it?
Good point. Please take your seats, everyone. Take your seats. Hurry up. Come on.
Yes, there'll be plenty of time for tea and scones later, everyone. Thank you. Okay. All right. Hi. Yes. I see we've got a few straddlers or stragglers.
Stragglers, rather.
Yeah.
Is that Ando?
They'd have been written properly. Yeah, hi. Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going? Better late than never. Good to see you.
That's Ando down there.
Yeah,
g'day Ando.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, if we... we're all seated. Good. All right. Well, we're here for a very special meeting on the future of the Simpleton Podcast itself. With Scott and I, there is a very expert panel of participants, stakeholders, and contributors to the Simpleton Podcast. I'll start by introducing to you. At the very end to my left is Fergus O'Jameson.
Who are you looking at, you twats?
Hi, Fergus. Then next to Fergus, we have Crystal Angelique.
Love and light, fellow seekers.
Thank you, Crystal. And next to Crystal, we have Mr. Stokes Peckman, the legal representative of the Simpleton Podcast editorial team. Hello, Mr. Peckman.
I bid you all greetings.
To my right, and I don't need to introduce him, but I will anyway, we have the award-winning actor, thespian Drake Luther.
The honour is all mine, Daniel.
How much do they have to pay you, Luther?
Okay, now, come on. Now, all our panel are here just as concerned about the future of the podcast as you and I are, sir. And it's certainly all about money.
Yeah, sure.
And, of course, we have Scotty G.
Hey, all.
Like I said, you've flown in direct from Berlin. The contribution of our two Patreon contributors is obviously going a long way to enable you to fly in here at relatively short notice.
You can already see it in action there, Daniel. Our two Patreon contributors pretty much paid for me to get a first-class ticket to Maypole and presumably back.
Presumably, but we'll have to talk about that later.
Yeah, it's not true what they say about first class.
About okay, I won't go into that now.
Don't go into that.
Okay. All right. And of course, be remiss of me to say that we have Mike here. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, good day.
Yeah, good day. How's it going? Just one at a time, Mike and Greg. and we have Greg here. Hello, Greg.
Good day. How's it going? Yeah. Oh.
And least but not last, last anyway, we have Clawfus. G'day, Clawfus.
Yeah, how's it going, dickheads? Welcome to the Clawfus Show, idiots. Woo! Let's get smashed. Yeah, mate. Seaman, mate.
Okay.
Seaman.
Okay.
Thank you, Clawfus. Without further ado, I think we should get straight on with business. Yeah, you're right there, Clawfus?
Yep, cheers, mate. This is about my seventh one for tonight.
All right, well, that's less than usual, so that's good.
Yes, it is.
As you know, the Simpleton Podcast has been at the crossroads for quite some time. And if there are some of you out there that don't actually know what a crossroads looks like, just picture the intersection of Bury and Anderson Streets, and I think you'll get the picture.
I was about to give that analogy myself, Daniel. A good analogy.
Great minds, Scott. Great minds. Mm. The meeting has been called largely in response to rumblings amongst our shareholders, many of whom are threatened to withdraw their support if two things are not done.
Yes,
A, the reinstatement of the Simpleton Podcast editorial team, and B, and one that I fully and wholeheartedly agree with, the abolition of the sports report.
Mate, I love sport. Did you see that punching match recently between Ewan McGregor and Dr. Mayflower?
Yes, I did. Yes, I note that Ewan's Jedi skills run out on him at about the halfway through the eighth round.
Yeah, mate, they should have let him use a lifesaver, mate.
Pretty fucking hard to use a lightsaber when you've got boxing gloves on, Clowfus. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay, mate. Scott, we'll touch on the former issue first.
Yeah.
No, actually, we'll do that second. We'll do the former issue later, which is an interesting way to put it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the sports report. You are virtually the only person on the history of the planet.
It's true.
That actually supports maintaining the sports report.
All right, big shot. Let me ask you this. Your stance on the sports report is clear. What is your stance on the reinstatement of the Simpleton Podcast editorial team? Our audience deserves to know.
Yeah, it's fucked. It's overkill. Absolute overkill. They've proven themselves to be incompetent time and time again. But look, I don't want to slag them off too much because their lawyer is actually on the panel.
Yeah.
Scott, you've got a rare opportunity here to... And, you know, we've had this town hall meeting planned for quite a few weeks now. So it's your turn to actually stand in front of the audience, both virtually and here tonight at my poll town hall, and justify why the sports report should be continued.
Yeah. And I will do that right now. Audience, esteemed members of the panel. Daniel, I didn't actually prepare anything. A bit of notice would have been nice.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah, I didn't prepare anything. A bit of notice would have been nice, Daniel.
How much fucking notice do you need?
You're the one that called the meeting. Look, Daniel, I didn't know this was on the agenda.
Couldn't you have scribbled something down on the back of a napkin on the way over from Berlin?
Yeah, I was sleeping and I was busy.
Busy doing what?
Oh, look, first class. It's true what they say about first class.
Ah.
But let me tell you this, Daniel. Let me tell you this. The sports report has been dragged through the mud, and not only that, it's also been besmirched.
It's been dragged through the mud and besmirched.
Yeah, it has. Shareholders want to abolish it, I know that. But how many are there among... how many shareholders, rather, are among the two Patreons currently holding up our podcast? That's what I want to know.
Well, I haven't spoken to either of our contributors. But if they are of sound mind, and I'm pretty sure they are because they're using their hard earned to contribute to this podcast by going to patreon.com/simplepodcasts... they would be in wholehearted agreement if they are of sound mind that the sports report has absolutely got to go. Otherwise, they can take their money and fuck off, as far as I'm concerned.
Fair enough. I do though want to say something about the sports report, Daniel, and I mean, I'm just going to lay it all out there on the line to you audience here, my Paul, and at home. Listen, this is the thing. It should be kept, because while it may be shit, it's very easy to prepare. I rest my case.
That's probably actually the most logical thing you've ever said on the in the history of this podcast, actually, Scott.
Ooh, well, thank you. Thank you.
But that's not to say that the report itself is not on death row. But I know that you've threatened to walk out in the past if the report is abolished. That's placing yours truly between a rock and a hard place, and not in a good way.
Sport it is for bloody kiddies. Can I go now?
No, Fergus. We'd appreciate it if you could just stay a little bit longer. There'll be plenty of time for that later on.
Plenty of time for that.
I'll tell you what. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to strike a deal. I'm going to put you on probation, Scott. I, as the manager of the Simple Podcast, will agree to minimise the regularity of the sport report, not abolish it altogether. And as soon as I find a suitable replacement for you, Scott, I will authorise its immediate and permanent abolition.
Ah, the art of the deal, Daniel. I like it.
Written by one of the great writers and businessmen of all time. And will become known as probably the greatest president in the history of the universe. Mark my words.
So next order of business, Daniel.
Yes, okay, right, okay. Well, don't throw in little asides like that, Scott, that make me want to praise the great man.
All right.
The next order of business in the role is the role of Greg and Mike. Hello, Greg and Mike. Who were signed on a lucrative long-term contract by the Simpleton Podcast editorial team without any sort of specific role.
Mr. James.
Ah, yes, Mr. Stokes.
As the legal counsel, yes. As the legal counsel for the Simpleton Podcast editorial team, I must interject at this point on behalf of my client. You see, the decision of which you
mate,
speak
mate, you talk
was
like
made
a massive f***er, mate.
I do beg your pardon?
Massive f*** equals you, mate.
Let me get back to the topic.
Mike and Greg, how do you see your respective roles with the Simpleton Podcast?
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, not bad.
It's good. It's all right. That's good money.
Okay, Fergus, I can see you would like to say something. What is it?
Have you bastards forgotten something? I was told there'd be free plonk.
No, you'll have to wait for that later, Fergus. Just keep nipping into that hip flask you've got there, and we'll get back to you later on.
He does raise a good point. It was on the flyer.
Oh, was it really? Oh, shit.
It was.
You prepared the flyer, Scott. Was that you?
It was me.
Yeah, okay. Well, you need to let everyone else
But it was
start,
run
yeah?
through the Simpleton Podcast editorial team.
Yeah, anyway. Well, that fucking figures. Mr. Spokes, you wish to speak further on behalf of your client. Where is your client anyway?
Yes, before I was cut off before, Mr. James, I was about to make a certain
mate,
point. I think it's
were you dressed by your mum or your boyfriend, mate?
I do beg your pardon.
Okay. So anyway, the Simpleton Podcast, okay, this is another deal. The Simpleton Podcast editorial team will be reinstated, like Scott, on a probationary basis. That is my final call. I don't like it, but the shareholders' wishes must be taken into consideration.
I think it's a good decision, this one, Daniel. I do. For once, we agree. For once in a while, you do have to throw the dogs a bone, eh? Here's to that.
Are you, did you just refer to our audience and our shareholders as dogs, Scott? I think that's what you just did.
Damn it, I did too. I can't deny it. I'm sorry, I can't deny it. Yeah,
okay, well, just don't let it happen again.
What's wrong, Luther? Cat got
come
you.
On, come on, now, no need for. To be critical.
Far out.
He ain't said shit. Say something, you prick.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. I resent any insinuation that Mr. Luther has received an appearance fee for his attendance tonight.
But is it true, mate?
Scott, what did you want to say?
I
want to
know if it's
Scott,
true.
What did you want to say?
Is it fucking true?
Sir, Scott, what did you want to say?
Nothing.
What did you put your hand up?
I was just stretching. Sorry about that.
Excuse
fuck's
me.
Sake.
Excuse me, Daniel.
Crystal, yes.
I would like to offer a contribution.
Okay, sure, sure.
Mate, where's that fucking music coming from?
Should just be quiet, Clappers.
The point is that we must become the point. And that is the point. And once we have become the point, we must all realize that we are the point. And always have been. And is that not the point, sisters and brothers? Divine blessings. Divine blessings.
Wow.
Thank you, Crystal. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Crystal, for that insight into the future of the podcast.
Well, I've got to say at this point, we've made some good decisions so far, so it's not all doom and gloom. The Simpleton Podcast, there are some exciting new announcements to make, some exciting appointments, some new segments, the whole lot. It's just a pity we can't talk about that right now.
Mate, that hippie shield of bloom of mine, mate.
Yep.
Deep shit, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Cleophas, but we can't talk about it right now, Daniel, you just said. Then what's the... I'll put it this way. Listen, old chump. What's the point of announcing all the new stuff if you don't even want to talk about it right now, or if you can't talk about it?
Well, there's some, as you should know, Scott, there is some heavy wheeling and dealing taking place, and announcements will be made in due course. Negotiations are in the works, so you can be sure about that. Anyway, Scott, you wanted to say something. I can see you've got your hand up again.
Oh, no, sorry.
Will you fucking cut the stretching then?
All right, I'm tired. It's jet lag or something
like
that.
You shouldn't be tired. You flew first class.
Yeah, and it's true what they say about first class.
It takes it out of you a bit, does it?
Let me tell you that. Well, it comes with certain benefits attached. Let me just say that much. But, yeah, let me just say that much. Daniel, by the way, You ought to watch your language, because I have just observed out there in the audience there are children present.
Gee, what a timely and nasty smackdown you've just given me, Scott. There are no children present, and if there were, I would question any parent who brought along their children to a town hall meeting scheduled for 11 p.m. in the evening, Scott.
Yeah, it must have been Ando I was just looking at, sorry.
Easy mistake.
Who's that, mate?
Who then, Cleophas?
That bloke there.
That one in the blazer.
That's Drake Luther.
Yep. Yeah, in the blazer. That's Drake.
Drake Luther. G'day, mate. How's it going?
That's Mr. Moneybags to you,
Cleophas. Sir, please don't interject.
Yeah, stop with the interjections. The heckling doesn't help. Come on. It's not the way to go about it.
The next order of the day will be the issue of marketing. It is a well-known adage that marketing
May I
is...
speak?
It's...
Oh, Mr. Luther, yes, oh. Of course.
Go ahead.
What's your name?
It's Daniel.
Daniel, thank you. It is time for me to have my say. Plebs will demand their bread and their circuses. And look at these dead-eyed monkeys in the crowd. Do you think that any of them even know the meaning of the word quality? Their minds are rubbish bins. Fill their minds with rubbish. Any old rubbish will suffice.
I don't know you're not going to agree with that.
I can't. I, in fact, for once... I do have to concur with my friend Daniel here. Audience, I'm with you on this one. Some of that was just plainly, patently unfair, I'd even say.
Scott, hang on. You're the guy I've been speaking to in Berlin was you, wasn't it, Scott?
Yeah. You won.
Well, you've put down the Simpleton podcast audience on several occasions. Several occasions.
Where's this coming from?
It's coming.
I know,
it's coming,
Daniel.
From a point of absolute
deny it,
fact.
I'm sorry.
What did you...
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't deny it. I was just trying to calm it all down here. It's getting...
Wait.
Getting fiery in
here. I think I know who that guy is. That one slinging off, mate.
You wish to speak, Cleophas?
Yeah, mate. Just a sec. Shut up, I can't think. Yeah, I've seen that bloke. The one slagging off the crowd.
Cleophas, do you mean Drake?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, you. I think I know who you are. You're a footy player, right?
I should rather think not. Footy.
Yeah, mate, I just can't remember who you played for. Was it Essendon?
I would not be caught dead so much as thinking about footy.
Well, if that's how you're going to be, then why don't I come over there and smash your fucking head in, mate?
Hey, Cleophas.
Hey, hand, Cleophas,
no.
Yeah, mate. I'm just going to fucking
Greg,
knock your block off, you fucking dead shit. You want to fucking go,
Scott,
mate?
Scott,
come on,
I'll
knock the fucking tongue out of your fucking pussy mouth, mate.
Cleophas,
how do you think about that? Come here, knock your... Get your hands off me, you bloody drunk! Get off! Police brutality, mate! Police brutality!
Hey, neither I or Scott are police, Cleophas. Alright, okay. Scott, I'm going to have to go back and address the audience. Okay, well... Okay, ladies and gentlemen... Meeting adjourned. The meeting has been adjourned. I ask you to file out of the nearest exit. I'll be there shortly, Scott. I ask you to follow out the nearest exits immediately.
Ouch! Don't bite.
Okay. Man, thank you. Well, I'll be there in a sec. Scott, I'll be there in a sec. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time. And please exit the nearest exits immediately. Thank you for your time. Meeting adjourned. The meeting is adjourned.